Hey, I'm Gina.
And I'm Amber.
And we're here to bring you the Weird True Crime Podcast, where we cover true crime cases that will leave you asking yourself, did that really happen?
We'll dive into questionable cases throughout history that are solved, unsolved, or just plain unbelievable.
We'll also talk about the quirkier side of true crime in episodes we like to call What the F*** Wednesday.
So be sure to subscribe and listen on your favorite podcast service.
In the world of true crime, certain cases resonate deeply within our hearts, exposing the darker side of humanity and leaving a lasting impact on our collective unconscious. The murder of Hadiya Pendleton is one such case, a tragic story that shook the nation and highlighted the devastating consequences of gun violence. Hadiya Pendleton, a vibrant, promising 15-year-old girl from Chicago, became an unintended victim of senseless violence, her life tragically cut short. This is the case of Hadiya Pendleton.
And welcome back to another episode of Bruh is a Murder.
Mimi's doing the air horn.
He does all my ad.
You should just bring him in and like do it like a beat, or I don't know what it's called for audio, but like a B-roll of him just like meowing into the mic.
It's not a C-roll, actually. Sorry. Media production class. I remember things. I got an A, so I know what I'm talking about. Talk about things that you should. But yeah, back to Brother Murder. We give you true crime cases of color and play music that you never heard of because I have great taste. Because I love Ice Spice. I'm hip. I know things. I listen to the radio. But before we dive into this case, make sure you subscribe wherever you're listening or watching, because we do be posting shit on the YouTubes now. Shout out to our 68 subscribers.
Wait, almost 100. Let's go.
Yeah, we haven't even posted anything yet.
Oh, what?
So
angry.
On that note, take it away.
Hadiya Pendleton was a 15-year-old girl from Chicago, Illinois. She was a majorette with her drill team at King College Prep High School. So, and majorettes are similar to cheerleaders in that they are dancers, but they perform as part of the marching band instead of more specifically the football team like cheerleaders do. They often use batons or ribbons, and I think sometimes they even have like the fake
flag,
guns.
Right?
Yes. And then, but also,
so,
like, the
I think
fake
that's
guns.
Color guard. Color guard is the flags and guns.
Oh, you're right.
Okay. Oh, wait, major, they're the ones with the white gloves, right, usually? And they do, like, I'm thinking of praise dancing in church, never mind.
I definitely have seen marching bands with supporting dancers.
Yeah.
Ribbons, for sure. Who knows, maybe they do flags, too. I don't know the difference. If you are a majorette or a flag bearer,
let us know.
Color guard,
that
whatever.
Might just be
the flag burner.
Hit us up.
I looked it up before, but I think I did get so, like, majorette and color guard plated. Regardless,
she was dancing. She was out there. Yeah.
Hadiya's drill team even performed as part of Obama's inaugural procession after his election in 2012. So I would assume that would be January 2013. She loved lip gloss and Big Newtons. She was just a kid with her whole life ahead of her.
It's always those little details that make me so sad.
Yeah.
Just a little kid eating Fig Newtons.
Yeah, literal child.
And I feel like it's so easy to forget that, like, how little kids are. Like, because at the hospital, we had this kid who's like really violent, but then one night she's asking me, like, read her a bedtime story. I'm like, damn, I keep forgetting that you're like a baby, you're 10.
Yeah. Or, like, yesterday I was in the mall, and, like, you see so many teenagers who are, like, trying to act so hard and be so grown, and then they'll, like, giggle with each other about something, and, like, the little mask is broken for a second. You're a little baby. Enjoy that shit.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Well, it's like, we do the senior shoots, and, like, sometimes, too, I'm like, I don't know how to talk to you. Do I talk to you normal, like I would another adult, or do I talk to you differently because you're still a kid? I don't know. I have a hard time with that sometimes.
My approach to teens, especially in the hospital, I talk to them how they think they want to be talked to, because every teenager wants to be an adult, so my way of doing that is every now and again, I'll throw, like, a curse word to get their attention. I'm like, all right, everybody, sit the fuck down. It's time for snack. And you're like, oh my god, he cursed.
Well, it's funny. Like I said, we had a shoot on Friday with a senior, and, like, it was hot as balls, and there were 3 million bugs, and I try not to curse too much, but every time bugs flew in my face, fuck, shit. And, like, they were so bad. That girl was a trooper, too, because, like, they were...
It was outdoor shoot?
They were all over her. Yeah, yeah. Oof. Well, we did half inside and half outside.
Oh,
it was hot as fuck.
All right. So on January 29th, 2013, Padilla and a group of friends sought shelter from the rain at a park on Chicago's South Side. Just 1 week after she had performed with the high school and band at the second inauguration of President Barack Obama. Forever my president. Fuck Donald Trump. Just wanted to add that. So little did they know.
Play the song in the background.
Fuck the. I forgot about that.
I'm so proud to be in.
No song, Fuck Donald
Not Trump. Not that one. No, fuck Donald Trump.
Fuck Donald Trump.
Forever a banger.
Forever a banger.
Little did they know that their decision to seek refuge in the park would change their lives forever. In a horrific turn of events, a car had pulled up near the group of teenagers and a mass assailant emerged, opening fire on the unsuspecting teens. Hadia, just 15-year-old, was struck by a bullet and collapsed immediately. Two others were also injured in the attack. The drive-by shooting lasted a couple seconds, but its impact was felt instantly and far and wide. The murder of Hadia tragically highlights the issue of gun violence, especially in Black communities where guns are rampant. I had this argument with somebody about that because it was with my dad, and I was talking about how a lot of Black families are like low-key conservative and no one talks about it. Have you ever noticed that, like, you know, like a lot of older Black people who have like really conservative values, but they don't vote red, but we just don't talk about it.
It's funny that you say that.
Ooh. What's the tea?
I definitely have members of my family who are like that.
And it's awkward.
Very like
they won't vote for Donald Trump at the same time. It's like you sound Republican when you talk. What's going on here, babe?
Oh, I mean, not quite that bad.
My Southern family,
very like Christian.
Yeah, like my Southern family is like that, and it's like it's always interesting at Thanksgiving. It's like two steps forward, three steps back because of Jesus. The murder of Hadia Pendleton tragically highlights the issue of gun violence in Black communities. Her case sheds a light on systematic disparities, such as socioeconomic inequalities and limited access to resources, which contributes to the prevalence of gun violence. The easily accessibility of firearms and presence of gang violence further exacerbates the issue that we already have in a lot of these communities. Hadia's murder sparked a national conversation on the need for stricter gun control measures and comprehensive strategies to address the root of the issue of violence. Things that we are still talking about today that we have still have no type of answers or even can come to a common ground on. Because, you know, Republicans love their gun money more than they love children. They'd rather a kid get shot than go to a drag show. Or Disney showing a gay character. That's killing our kids. Black Ariel, she killed 3 kids yesterday. But they're not talking about that on Facebook. So it also emphasizes the devastating impact on gun violence on Black individuals, especially young ones, inspiring community activism and efforts to provide support, mentorship, and opportunities for a brighter future. So President Obama invited her parents to attend his 2013 State of the Union address, where they received a standing ovation. In Hadia's memory, her loved ones established the Hadia Pendleton Foundation, which focuses on youth advocacy and mentorship programs to combat gun
violence. So after the shooting, the police quickly, almost too quickly, you could say, turned their attention to members of the Sulu Street Gang, which is a faction that's been feuding in the area with the 46 Terror Gang that were fighting to control over Harsh Park, where this happened. I believe it was under a month before they had two suspects charged. So start to finish, the investigation was very quick. And the city of Chicago was like, yes, excellent police work. We got this. Good job. Throw him in jail. So the shooting was attributed as a gang conflict that claimed innocent bystander lives. Two men were identified and indicted by the Chicago justice system, Mikhail Ward and Kenneth Williams. Both provided confession to police that led to their conviction and sentencing to over 80 years in prison. 10 years after this conviction, however, one of the two men, Mikhail Ward, has won an appeal for a new trial. A 3-person panel of judges have agreed that the scenario surrounding his confession was unconstitutional. He was questioned over a 12-hour period during which he repeatedly invoked his right to remain silent, but the detectives ignored this every time. So this makes it very difficult for the family, the city, everyone, because there is a chance that this man is innocent and there's a chance he is not innocent. If he is innocent, you know, you sentenced an innocent man to 10 years to life. And if he was not, you have a murderer who may be able to get retried and maybe slip away from justice a little bit because the police work wasn't done appropriate. And, you know, who knows, maybe it was, you know, pressure that was being put on the police force because, you know, young children died. They were prominent figures. But that is no excuse to potentially put an innocent man away in prison. But that being said, we do not have enough information to say that. He has been convicted of this crime. Whether or not he actually did it, we don't know. He won his appeal in 2023, so a new trial has not yet been set for him. And that new trial will include the same evidence except for the confession that was taken during that 12-hour period. Yeah. They were also, like, keeping him from going to sleep, so there's also, like, a sleep deprivation aspect to it. Yeah. And with these detectives, every time they stopped the interrogation and then started it again, they should have read the Miranda rights again, and they did not. So another further reason why coercive, unconstitutional. So one other kind of wrinkle to this is, so according to the Chicago Sun-Times, one of the detectives who interrogated Ward was one John Halloran, and Halloran has been accused of abusing suspects in at least 6 cases, secured confessions from suspects who were then later cleared by DNA evidence. So, you know, it is a real bad sign that there are questions about this case, and one of the people involved with it is notorious for putting innocent people in prison. Yes. So, you know, please keep an eye out when this case comes back up, that we should all be listening to the evidence and things with clear minds. And just because there is this confession may not have been gathered appropriately. And who knows, maybe he still did it. I'm not even saying that. I don't have extra evidence that, you know, anyone else doesn't.
Yeah.
Well, I've said it before and I'll say it again. Why the fuck lawyers have to have 10 tons of fucking education just to practice the law when these assholes mostly have high school degrees and they are enforcing it with fucking deadly weapons?
Yeah. And I was, it baffles me how, like, little account, like, how can you fuck up this much at work and not lose your job? Like, sir, you've been fucking, you got a history of fucking up at work. You still hired? Really?
White men fall up.
Yeah, because, like, any other profession, you fuck up that much, especially when it comes to, like, someone's life. Like, these are lives you're messing with.
Mm-hmm.
You're out. You're fired. You might get sued, too. So now, the Hadiya Pendleton's murder exposed the systematic disparities in our country. It perfectly sums up it. It brought attention to the need for comprehensive solutions, including stricter gun control measures, which I feel like won't happen in my lifetime, because the NRA has a grip on Republicans' balls. Her case highlighted the importance for supporting and empowering individuals affected by gang violence and gun violence. And really, I think that attacking it at the root, getting these kids help and mentorship while they're young, will solve a lot of these issues and create some good change. But that was it.
Well, yeah, there's kind of a knock-on effect of, if you get enough kids younger and they don't join gangs, other gangs also become weaker, and the need for gangs is lower because now you don't have such a powerful group running around your neighborhood that you feel the need to join a gang.
Yeah.
So it's like slow disarmament by slowing the stream of new recruits into gang culture. And like, Hadiya Pendleton's case is like such a weird slice of like American culture, because mm-hmm. it was like a well-known famous child who was in a public park who got shot
randomly
as a result of gang violence.
Yeah.
And it was a gun crime. Like, it's just so sums up so many fucked up things in the U.S.
Yeah. The gun thing is specifically an American thing. Because I was, like, watching this, the YouTube channel called Hip Hop Daily. Robert, you probably know about it.
Mm-hmm.
They posted a video yesterday about drill rappers and London, and how there's like a big epidemic of like stabbings, like an increase of stabbings going around between gang members. And like these like two kids, like one was 16, one was 17, got into a full-on machete fight in the middle of the streets in London. They were just part of two different gangs. So it was like, it's a gang issue. The gun part is an American thing.
Well, this definitely feels like a product of Western culture. Mm-hmm. And like the thing that pisses me off so much is that like we could solve it very easily. It was broad strokes.
Yeah.
I think, personally. That's my opinion.
Yeah, like, it'll take some time and money, but, like, it's worth it in the long haul.
Well, yeah, but it's like, okay, like consider, like, okay, you know, it snows, and you need to clear the sidewalk, and everybody keeps tripping on the snow and the ice, whatever. Instead of shoveling it, we just keep putting a little bit of fucking salt down.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it's like, that's not gonna fix the fucking problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just a little bit here and there. Like, we need to just fucking shovel the sidewalk, stop fucking tripping on the ice. I don't don't know. Like, I know that's like a bad metaphor, but...
Oh, no, I got it.
It's just like it, I don't know. I want to shake someone. been Kelly's angry rant for this episode.
The, like, if you've ever had anyone in your life, like, go on HRT, like, transitioning, whatever it was, testosterone really fucks up your brain, like, in a major way. And we don't really have mental health resources for young men in that space who, like, are coming from child, innocent baby brain to, like, the chemical that makes you the most violent and difficult to regulate your emotions. And that seems like a crazy mishandling of, like, our youth.
Yeah.
Like, how many kids get into, like, street racing or random bullshit because they're like, I don't know what to do with all this fucking chemical in my brain.
Throw them in the military and give them a gun.
See, they want to fucking rage out. Like, yeah.
Which... I see so many,
boys that come into my hospital who are like assaulted and aggressive. I'm like, get it, because you're 12 and you just want to punch shit. Like, I understand.
Well, let me put on my feminist hat for a second. The other thing, the other part of this that kills me is it's like, again, the fact that women get the
emotional label.
Yeah, the stereotype of being overly emotional and not being able to regulate our emotions or being irrational, and we're actually the more fucking rational ones.
Oh no, men are emotional shit.
That, but also, like, okay, men always bitch about women when, like, that we're crazy when we're on our periods, but when we're on our periods, that's when our hormones are closest to being, like, fucking male hormones. That's when we have the highest amount of testosterone. So if, like, PSA, if you don't like your girlfriend on her period, that's what you act like all the fucking time. I just want you to know that. So fuck you. That's my other PSA. Anyway, sorry. It just kills me because it's, men are the ones who are more emotional and, like, scale from day to day. Like, we're more regulated and, like, monthly. But, like, it's just how we have all these ideas. Well, and then also the whole, like, boys will be boys, but also men can't control their sexual whatever and all that shit. Mm-hmm. It's
a lot.
It's just so fucking ridiculous. Anyway, sorry. Off of my tangent.
You taking your hat off?
What? No, my feminist hat stays on. Y'all are haters.
My feminist hat stays on during sex.
Well, babe, the feminist hat stays on during sex. But no, that was,
an angry
fan. And we love that about
it. I mean, if you are involved in politics in any sort of way, I don't know how you're not angry.
I've always...
That's my superpower.
My hair's gray already.
That's my secret. I'm always angry.
Me young.
But no, that was the episode. I appreciate the angry rants. I always love the episode because they're fun.
I love you all, but fuck men.
That's fair. It's
an argument for me.
Take it from a dude that dated dude before. Man ain't shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was the episode. Stick around for the music. Do we have anything to plug?
I just want you to play Fuck Donald Trump.
Yeah. Like, such a good song.
That'll be the outro theme. So listen to the music, like, subscribe, leave us a review, especially if you're an angry feminist. And because
join the club.
Join the club.